The Bloomington City Council has laid out six priorities for the city: infrastructure, older community revitalization, economic development, housing diversity, service delivery, and public safety. Bloomington Deputy City Manager Billy Tyus tells WGLT's Eric Stock how city staff plan to put those concepts into action.
There are a number of things in these categories that we and cities are doing day to day, but sometimes we need to do a better job of telling the story of what we're already doing. So I would imagine a part of what comes next will be how we're reporting out the work that we're doing. A second part will most likely include prioritizing projects and prioritizing categories, et cetera, et cetera. So now that the document has been approved, what happens next is that we go through the process of putting together and I'll call it a work plan for how we move forward with the work that council has said they want to see.
And two of those priorities listed tie in with the community's housing shortage: revitalizing older communities, prioritizing housing diversity. The Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council has said that over 80% of new housing permits in the last year have been along the community's edges. And advocates of infill development argue the city would save money by not expanding infrastructure. Is the city looking at ways that they could encourage more infill development?
We absolutely are and will be as we go forward. We understand and agree that you can't simply build on the outskirts. And we also have to make sure that we're taking care of areas where infill might be possible. And so those are things that we're looking at. Those are things that we're looking at the potential of targeting areas and seeing if there are ways to support and incentivize building on the in building related to infill. The other thing is you know, it's a smaller thing or a smaller amount, but one of the things that the council approved as part of our distribution of ARPA funds was for housing rehabilitation. So when you talk about revitalizing older communities and supporting housing stock, it's not just building new, and I think that's an important thing to say. And so one of the other things that we are doing is to target ARPA funds and other programmatic funds towards supporting rehabilitation in some of our older communities.
Of course, ARPA funds won't last forever. Is that something the city would expect to continue beyond that in a few years?
Well, I think it's something that we take a look at as we talk about putting together this work plan to see whether or not direct investment in rehab at increased levels is something that we were going to continue. We know that housing development is a need in our community. We know that there is a need to work to support our older communities. And so as part of that, it by extension, it makes sense that that's something that we're going to continue to look at to see if that how to best do that.
As we continue on Sound Ideas with Deputy City Manager Billy Tyus for the City of Bloomington, the budget is a reflection of a city's priorities, and those discussions are underway for the next budget year. The town of Normal had indicated a few days ago that it's projecting double-digit revenue growth, largely because of higher sales tax and income tax receipts. Is Bloomington looking at the same?
Well, the thing that I'll say, and our finance director, Scott Rathman, has said this during his updates, is revenues are elevated, but we need to be careful, and we're taking a balanced approach related to that. It's hard to tell why that's the case. We expect that a lot of that is because there were one-time funds that are still in the system, and we don't want to assume that that's a trend.
So does that increased revenue make its way into the budget next year? Does that get squirreled away? Might some of it be returned to taxpayers?
Well, we know, as I talk about being careful and taking a balanced approach, the other side of the conversation about elevated revenues is that costs are also elevated. You know, this coming year includes concerns with many categories. You know, the chemicals that we are required to use for a lot of our systems, water treatment and fuel costs and utility costs and equipment costs, you know, while revenues may be elevated, the cost to operating our city government are also elevated as well.
And the city council has struck down a plan for the city to hire a Washington, D.C. lobbyist who would have been tasked to help secure federal dollars, advocate for legislation on the city's behalf. Those who opposed it argued that that's what elected state and congressional lawmakers are doing. The Illinois Municipal League, the League of Cities are already doing. Is that not enough?
Well, what I would say is that first and foremost, I want to say that our elected legislators are doing a fantastic job of representing us as a community. They are. And that is part of the work that they do. But lobbying and lobbying efforts are different than that. We know that the process in Washington, D.C. is one that is an ongoing 24/7, 365 process where having someone in the process who is there, boots on the ground, working through that process can be important. That's part of the reason we recommended hiring this firm. The other thing is that there are thousands of pieces of legislation that get started and are in the process that could be helpful or harmful to us. And so in staff's mind, having someone there in that process, following that process and advocating for us is important. The other thing, and perhaps, you know, as we were talking about budget and projects that are on the drawing board and they're going to be needed, let's be honest, there's a lot of funding out there that Washington has made available that could help us to fund some of those projects.
That was Bloomington Deputy City Manager Billy Tyus with WGLT's Eric Stock. Tyus says the city plans to boost its spending on roadwork this year, pending council approval. He says the city also hopes to secure federal money for road improvements and water system upgrades. The city's water master plan calls for close to $150 million in upgrades over 20 years.